had a foot, a stem, and a foot. Would you call it something else? Are you referring to like a wine glass and a sherbet glass?
But you'd still call it glass regardless?
Water goblets.
What does that look like?
It's the... Can the tape recorder see my hands?
No.
It's the short one. I mean, it's, well, it's the water goblet. It has a stem on it, but it's not as a much taller stem than the iced tea glass has.
Oh, all right. If I ask you how much water you drank, you say I blank a lot.
Drink, drank, drunk.
All right. We'll take that. Dinner is on the table, and the family are all standing around waiting. You don't want them to stand up anymore, so you say to them,
sit down.
Mm-hmm. And so after you said that, they all
sat.
And they all had?
They all had been sitting for a long time.
They sit today, they sat yesterday.
And they have sat a long time.
Okay. You want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed. Before he passes the potatoes, you want him to take some. So you say just
serve yourself first.
Or another word, blank yourself to the potatoes.
Helped yourself to the potatoes.
So he went ahead and?
Helped himself to the potatoes.
And he had already?
Helped himself to a tin serving.
Beautiful. If you decide not to eat something that's offered to you, you would say, no thank you.
I don't care for any.
Mm-hmm. Any other way to express that? Would you be more informal among friends?
If I don't care for any, sure, it's I don't want that. I don't care for anything.
If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it's been?
Leftovers.
All right. Would you have an adjective or verb for that?
Warmed up?
Yeah. All right.
I've already warmed it up.
You put the food in your mouth and you begin to?
Eat. Chew.
Yes.
And you swallow.
Yes. Good. And if your throat was very sore, so that actually you couldn't swallow, you would say he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a dish made of cornmeal boiled with salt and water and eaten like that?
Oh, just the salt and mm-hmm. I mean the
sort of the consistency of oatmeal.
Oh,
and
no, wheat. No, not cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call peas and beans and beets and all those things together?
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And you would grow them in a?
Garden.
All right. What is the particularly southern food that you often have with bacon and eggs in the morning?
Grits.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the whole grain?
Honey.
Mm-hmm. How about the starch that's the staple food of China and Japan?
Rice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If something makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to somebody, just that delicious odor.
Smell.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious odor.
Well, smell was what we were after. The sticky liquid that you pour over pancakes is?
Syrup.
Mm-hmm. What is another kind?
Molasses.
Mm-hmm. And what is the difference? You might say, in terms of saying one is thicker than the other, you might say molasses.
It's much richer, much sweeter to me than syrup.
Good. You were saying something about sorghum. What were you saying?
Oh, it's just along the same lines.
What? Is that a
thick, rich.
Is it a different substance or is it a type of one?
I think it's thick. I don't know. Sorghum. It's just a little thick.
Right. If something is not imitation maple syrup, the opposite of imitation, you would say it's
a real thing.
Or another word, a belt might have stamped on it blank cowhide.
Cow leather. A belt.
Meaning that it's real cowhide, it would say.
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. When sugar isn't prepackaged, but it's weighed out of the barrel, you might say it's sold how? In large quantities, it's sold.
I don't know. Sugar is sold
in something, yes.
Cans?
No, it's a.
Is it a quantity?
It's a word meaning a large quantity, beginning with a B.
Barrel?
A one-syllable word.
Bale?
It's not necessarily just sugar, but anything which you were buying in large quantities.
A bale of sugar, does that make sense?
Think about the phrase, it's sold in.
Oh, hurry, help me. It's sold in. What else is sold that way?
I don't really know.
Oh.
No, I'm desperate. Would you pronounce B-U-L-K?
Bulk, large bulk. I'm sorry.
Okay. What is the sweet stuff that you might spread on your toast in the morning?
Jelly. Marmalade.